www.bbc.co.uk/radio1.
The Anton Deck Jukebox on Radio 1.
Call now to get your favourite Anton Deck song played on air.
The Anton Deck Jukebox on Radio 1.
Thanks to whoever been for the last couple of hours, and crazy little sexy cat in an underwire bra. Hi, good afternoon. It's just after 3 o'clock in London. I'm Chris Moyles. Coming up, your chance to vote for your favourite Anton Deck song to celebrate the release of the Get Ready to Rumble Greatest Hits. What song do you want to hear? Call now, 08700 100 100. Either PJ O'Duncan or Anton Deck. You want to hear it? Get calling.
The Anton Deck Jukebox on Radio 1.
Call now to get your favourite Anton Deck song played on air.
The Anton Deck Jukebox on Radio 1.
It's Friday. It's 3 o'clock. Now, live from London, Chris Moyles.
Let's get ready to rumble!
You keep on giving me the holdup. You know what this should make your mind.
That's the sounds of TLC there, and they definitely don't want no scrubs. And before that, Basement Jacks, and they're singing about the fella Romeo from Romeo and Juliet. Okay, it's coming up to 8 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. This is Radio 1. And hopefully you're going to stick with me until quarter to six tonight. We've got some great songs coming your way. And later on, your chance to win a fluffy bug in our brand new fluffy bug feature.
How it's done, do you know what I mean?
Oh, that's very good.
Thank you very much. Right, Friday afternoon, then straight in. Hello, it's Friday the 1st of June. I am Chris Moyles, howdy doody. This is my next-door neighbour and accountant, Comedy Dave.
Good afternoon.
My neighbour from further up the road, Mr. John Culshaw.
Hello.
My very good friend and future lover, Lizzie.
Hiya.
And Will.
Hello.
Right, and we're all here until quarter to six tonight.
Live till 5:45.
Yes, indeedy.
It's 5:45 and we're coming alive.
Did you ever say that?
No.
Oh, okay. What have you been up to this week then, John?
You always ask me this, and I can never remember.
Right, make notes.
I should make notes next week. I'll make notes of all the interesting things I've done in the week, and then I'll be able to tell you all about it.
You get in there. It's nice that you say Friday, June the 1st, 2001. You ask me this every week, and you've been on the show for 3.5 years. So it's good to see that you've finally now twigged, because normally you have good stories.
Let me see. Any good stories?
Clearly not today.
I'll go in there and have a coffee. I'll think of one.
I'll think of one now. It's all right. We'll just wait.
Any good adverts you've been on?
Any famous people you've seen?
Been out drinking with anybody interesting?
How many Jack Daniels and Coke have you had this week?
I had about 6 last night. That's right. Last night it was the end of series party for my other show, Dead Ringers, and we all got together and had a meal, and we drank a lot and so on, and it was a nice do. So there was that. And then on Monday, of course, there was the Travis gig, which we all went to.
Right.
And that was good. And then I came home. And I don't know, that's about it, really. It's been quiet, I suppose. Nice, but quiet.
Okay. All right, then. Is that it?
Yeah, I'm happy.
Yeah. What about the fact that you went to the Pearl Harbor premiere the other night and got sloshed and ended up boffing Kate Beckinsale? Is that not worth talking about?
Well, you know.
Do you not want to talk about that?
I didn't really remember too much.
Okay. Well, it's all right, because my mate Bob got it on video, so I'll lend you the tape if you want.
I was going to mention that to you off the air.
Oh, sorry. Okay, sorry about that. He's actually... He genuinely looks peed off. That's the same look that he has when we talk about him sharking.
Has he been mixing with A-list Sheilas?
I was acting with it. I was acting.
Well, that's very good. That's exactly the same look he has when we start playing this music.
No, because that makes me laugh now.
Does it? No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It's taken 3 months to make you laugh.
Well, what sort of situation is it if your buddies, like, can't take the mickey out of you just a little bit in a good-natured, affectionate way?
The other week, after the Travis gig at the bar, John was sharking around the hotel lobby looking for prey. He spots a nice blonde filly in the corner. He sharks up to her. Want a drink, my darling?
She spoke to me, actually.
And then she went off and spoke to somebody else. The shark spooled off into the sea, furious and still hungry.
Christopher, stop, because I really do object to this.
I told you you did.
I really do object to this.
I thought you said you find it funny these days.
Well, for a few moments, and then it's not funny anymore.
But you're trying to deny that it happens?
Well...
But hang on a second, how come everybody laughs when we do it? Because that's obviously what you like.
Well, no, because everybody just knows the kind of joke
sharking that you do.
You're going for.
Yeah. You're a predator.
I am not a predator.
I mean, don't worry, it's not like, you know, we're doing it because you're desperately single and in need of a at all. Look at his face.
Maybe I'm just a little bit more sensitive than you are.
Ooh, stop your whining. Come on now, give me a slap.
I think anybody would whine in the face of your nonsense.
John, honestly, one day I'll film you doing it. It's hilarious to watch. It's like a sport. It really is. Even Craig noticed it the other night in the hotel. Shat John sharking. Well, don't mention it to him, Craig. He gets upset. You can see his fringe.
This has happened many times before. We all go out for a drink.
So we're on the air till 5:45 this afternoon, and we got some top songs coming up. Plus, as well, to celebrate the imminent release, is that a good word to use?
Yes.
Of Ant and Dec's Best Of, which we got sent. It's Ant and Dec The Hits, not The Hits.
Right. Yeah.
20 tracks of pure pop brilliance, including 14 Smash It singles, and the best tracks from Ant and Dec's 3 mega-selling albums.
20 hits?
No, 14 hits. And they look very nice on the cover there. I remember being a big fan of PJ and Duncan when they were out originally, of course. And you can read all about them, and there's lots of tunes on there, including Cloud Nine and Just a Little Love, and of course, who could forget Universal Sun? So we're doing the Ant and Dec jukebox today. All you got to do is phone in and tell us what Ant and Dec song you would like to hear today.
The Ant and Dec jukebox on Radio 1.
Call now to get your favorite Ant and Dec song played on air.
The Ant and Dec jukebox on Radio 1.
Already an email has come in which says, hiya.
Hiya.
I want to hear Let's Get Ready to Rumble. Top group, went to see them in their orange bomber jackets. Tasty. I should be revising, but I've decided to sit and listen to you guys instead. Better than Frankenstein.
What?
They're obviously studying Frankenstein, I would imagine. From Hannah, P.S. Dave, you're fine.
Ta.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so they'd like to hear Let's Get Ready to Rumble. Should we play that for Hannah?
Yeah, go.
All right, here we go, then.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Let's get ready, ready. Let's get ready to rumble. Watch us wreck the mic. Psych.
Right, there you go. And if you'd like to hear an Ant and Dec song, call us now.
The Ant and Dec jukebox on Radio 1.
Call now to get your favourite Ant and Dec song played on air.
The Ant and Dec jukebox on Radio 1.
08700 100 100, call now. It's the Ant and Dec jukebox on Radio 1. Don't get all the shirty, John. I'm only having a laugh. If you we're really going to upset you that much, I'll stop doing it, John.
I cannot engage with you at the moment.
I'm only joking, John.
You have displeased me.
You've upset him now.
Oh, okay.
Get out of the water!
Well, that should be enough. It's just too short a song. It's good, but it's short. You know what I mean? John?
I know exactly what you mean.
Are you in a mood now?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, I just am.
Why?
I don't know. I
don't speak that language. What was that, Dave?
He's in a mood. You've upset him, I think.
I like the fact that you're sitting there with a dead straight face, right? But you do it as much as I do behind his back.
No, I don't.
You bloody do.
I do not.
Yes, you do. You were sitting there the other day causing trouble.
Never said anything.
Yeah, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Lead singer of the Undertones.
Fergal Sharkey.
Yeah, you were doing
I
that.
I spotted you say that, Dave.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
I thought I didn't notice, but I did.
Yeah, the night at the bar.
But I did. All I was doing was sat there having a conversation with a little polite smile on my face. No sharking intention.
We just happened to be
it.
Talking about Fergal Sharkey at the same
exactly
time that you were there with that
at.
Bird in that hotel. And it just was coincidence that I happened to say it.
It was not.
And the fact that he was asking what the lead singer of Crowded House was, and we mentioned
yeah,
no, one of the Finn brothers.
He started it and you carried on.
Yeah, there's two Finns.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Fergal Sharkey.
Neil and Dorsal.
Oh, come on, John, it's a laugh. It's only a laugh.
It isn't.
Mate, you ungrateful git. I'm trying to get you laid, and this is how you repay me back. Right, from now on, that's it. Stuff you. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you get your end away. Don't do me any jibbity.
How dare you?
What? What? What do you mean, how dare you? I don't try and get any for Will.
He doesn't need it.
Well, that's not the point. Right, should we do the Ant and Dec jukebox?
Yes.
Right.
The Ant and Dec jukebox on Radio 1.
Call now to get your favourite Ant and Dec song played on air.
The Ant and Dec jukebox on Radio 1.
You can have any Ant and Dec song you want. Let's go to the phones. Line 4093. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you're Hello. Through to the Ant and Dec jukebox. What's your name?
It's Lucy.
Lucy, where are you from?
Southampton.
Oh, very nice. And how's Southampton today?
It's kind of chilly. It's sort of sunny, but not.
So what do you want to hear on the Ant and Dec jukebox, then?
I want to hear You Crazy Cats.
You Crazy Cats.
Yeah.
Oh, what a great song that was. Do you remember You Crazy Cats, John?
Oh, I remember it really, really well.
I
Thank
can
you.
Rap it. That's the thing.
Go on, then.
So how's it start? Cut notes like Jack, gotta get myself back to where I was starting today. I said, hoot that toot toot in your shop, toot toot, the one that you sold me this way.
All right.
I should be in the band.
And who would you like to dedicate it to this afternoon?
Everybody at Pace Digital.
All right, just for you then, Lucy, my darling. Is it Lucy?
Yes.
Yeah. Just for you, Lucy.
It's worth checking.
Yeah. Just for you, Lucy, my darling, here's Ant and Dec, and You Crazy Cats. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
To get myself back to where I was starting today. Right, there you go. If you'd like to hear an Ant and Dec song, 08700 100 100, call now.
Radio 1 presents The Dream Team Tour 2001.
Hello?
Every weekend throughout June, The Dream Team were on tour live across the UK and in Ayia Napa. It kicks off this weekend from Club Milk in Belfast. And you can hear the gig Sunday night from 1 till 4 a.m. on Radio 1.
5 days, 5 venues. The Dream Team Tour across the UK and in Ayia Napa.
Hello?
Hello? For details, go online at www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 or call the concert line on 08700 100 100.
The Dream Team on tour.
Radio 1. Sunday nights, 1 till 4 a.m. One love, one life, Radio 1.
So clean, Radio 1. Christina Aguilera coming up and Daft Punk and hopefully a smile from John. Or maybe not.
That was a smile.
Yeah, but you couldn't hear it on the air, could you? You could have done a hee-hee like that.
That would have been a laugh and not a smile. I'm going to go for number two.
Still to come, Christina Aguilera and Daft Punk, and also a laugh from John. You are genuinely in a bad mood, aren't you? You're not joking, are you?
I'm going to go for a cup of tea, and I'll see you in a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
He's gone. He's actually going. Comedy sound effect door.
That's the real door.
I know it is.
Right, get on the phone to that Alistair McGowan.
Radio 1.
Here's Carolyn with news. It's 3:30.
Tributes to the Child AIDS campaigner.
Radio 1 News Beat.
Nelson Mandela has been paying tribute to 12-year-old Nkosi Johnson. The boy who'd been infected with HIV from birth was credited with waking much of Africa up to the realities of AIDS. Nkosi died last night. The former South African president says his memory will live on.
It's a grave pity that this young man has departed. He was exemplary in showing how one should handle a disaster of this nature. He touched many hearts.
Four British men living in Saudi Arabia are facing hundreds of lashes as well as a spell in prison there after being found guilty of illegally selling alcohol. The Foreign Office are trying to speak to the men who are hoping the flogging can be traded for a longer jail term. One of six children involved in the standoff at their isolated home in Idaho has been taken into custody. 15-year-old Benjamin McGukin went to a neighbor's house and was then driven to the sheriff's office. He's said to be fine but hungry. The other children are still at their ranch and officials are hoping the brother can now help bring them out. Scotland Yard is offering a £10,000 reward in the hunt for a man behind 500 racist letters to celebrities, judges and politicians. Police have released pictures of the man caught on camera at a post office at Gosport in Hampshire. Detective Chief Inspector Magnus Gunnarsson says the nine-year hate campaign has to be halted.
We're very keen to put a stop to this campaign. Anyone who receives a letter like this is going to be distressed, particularly as they're anonymous. It's very difficult to determine quite what's prompted it. Having taken place over so many years, we think it's time now that it ends.
Cricket on day two of the second test at Old Trafford. England are now on 169 for two. Pakistan were all out for 403. A 13-year-old boy from Minnesota has been named America's best speller. Sean Conley outlasted more than 200 champion spellers in the three-day national spelling final in Washington. And the £7,000 winning word was succedaneum.
Succedaneum. S-U-C-C-E-D-A-N-E-U-M. Succedaneum.
That is correct.
Radio 1 News Beat, more at 4:30.
Is that what they call in America the spelling bee?
Yes, they do.
I never got that. I don't. What is the spelling bee? Do you know?
That's like an American phrase, isn't it? But basically, it's a spelling final.
It's a spelling test, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like a national spelling contest.
Exactly.
What is it? Bee as in
difficult one.
Is it bee as in buzz buzz?
I think so.
So you could have like a maths wasp.
I don't. Well, maybe you could. And how old is this kid?
He's at 13. I'm very clever, by the sound of it.
I'm dreadful with spelling, and as I get older, I get worse.
Well, try succedaneum on me, then.
I don't even know what is it? What kind of flower that is.
Yes, exactly.
I'm really bad. I'm really bad at spelling.
Well, you don't need to spell. You can speak, can't you?
Well, this is what saves me most of the time. But I'm really, really bad. I'm constantly... Well, Dave and I have our desks together. If I'm typing away on the computer, I'm constantly going,
how do you spell tomorrow? Is it 1M or 3?
And then the more that you look at it looks wrong, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I have trouble spelling the word minute.
Do you?
Yeah.
M-I-N-I-T.
There you go. What was I worrying for about all this time? You look as though you want to test me on a spelling word.
No, I was just spelling sexy geranium, as Carolyn tested us. And I've done it.
What?
Sexy geranium.
What's sexy geranium?
That's what she tested us on.
Huh?
S-E-X-Y-G-E-R-A-N-I-U-M. N-I-U-M.
What? I don't understand what you
sexy
mean.
Sexy geranium.
Okay, all right.
S-U-C-C-E-D-A-N-E-U-M.
There you go.
It's nothing like what I've got.
Well, you got it wrong. Spell electricity.
S-U-C.
No, completely wrong. Hey, sister, go, sister, it was a fluke, that's what it was with that kid. Hey, S-E-W. Top record. Daft Punk and Digital Love from the excellent album Discovery, which I have here, by the way.
Is that the one that you spilt your water all over the other day?
Yeah. I think the CD still plays, but the case is a bit damaged. And not cheap. Well, 14 quid from our price.
Surprisingly good value.
Do you think?
I suppose so.
Yeah, it's really good. And I was told the other day, I don't know how true this is, that they're going to release the singles. Every track on it is going to be a single. And they're going to release it in order that they are on the album.
I heard that. From you.
Oh, yeah, I told you.
Yeah.
So, One More Time, track number one. Aerodynamic, track number two. Digital Love, you just heard, track number three. Which means, in theory,
The next single to be released
track
will
four.
Be track four.
Sounds great.
No, it hasn't kicked in yet. This is it. I love this album, I really do. It's my favourite album of the year so far.
Boom, boom.
Anyway, so there you go, just thought I'd tell you, right,
yeah.
You alright, Lizzie?
Yeah.
People are still phoning in for the Ant and Dec jukebox?
Right, yeah, flooding in.
Flooding in?
Yeah.
Flooding?
Absolutely.
Flooding in, Dave.
They can't get enough of it.
We got this album sent through today. It's the best of Ant and Dec. It's called Ant and Dec The Hits. So what we thought we'd do, we'd be doing an Ant and Dec jukebox, and then people can phone up for their favourite Ant and Dec song. I like it.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And we're going to hopefully get Ant and Dec on, but I think they're in rehearsals for Slap Bang. Is that still on?
Yep.
Yeah, only started a couple of weeks ago, didn't it?
Okay. Should we do the phone call?
Yeah.
All right, then.
The Ant and Dec jukebox on Radio 1.
Call now to get your favourite Ant and Dec song played on air.
The Ant and Dec jukebox on Radio 1.
Line 4002, hello.
Hello,
who are you?
Frenchie,
where are you from?
I'm from Spain.
Yeah, never mind. And you're a big Ant and Dec fan, you sound it.
Well, no, not really, my mate is. I don't even know how the song starts. They just know he wants Universal Sun. His name's Max.
And he's too scared to phone up.
Well, he's a northerner and he loves Ant and Dec.
Right.
That's from where he's from.
Oh, Scotland?
Yes.
Right. Okay, and who would you like you to dedicate Universal Sun to?
Right, can we dedicate the song to my mate McPhail, my mate Crowder, and my mate Tony?
You got it, darling.
And also for a bird called Laura in Margate.
You're right, don't push it, don't worry. All right, here's your song for you. It's Ant and Dec, Universal Love. Bye-bye.
See you, mate.
I'll take you to the ocean. I'll rub you down with summer's hand lotion.
Oh, hang on a second.
I want to take you to the ocean and rub you down with suntan lotion.
Yes.
Genius.
Oh, that needs picking up on that line, doesn't it? Maybe this is why they don't record singles anymore.
I'll take you to the ocean. I'll rub you down with suntan lotion. We can mix our love. I'll wash it down with kisses. You'll soon see just what this is. See,
bring your favourite Ant and Dec song played on air.
The Ant and Dec jukebox on Radio 1.
It's easy to see.
My three preachers are Radio 1 from Know Your Enemy. That's Ocean Spray. Hi, I'm Chris Moyles. This is Dave.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Will.
Hello.
And Lizzie.
Hiya.
And John.
Hello.
How are you feeling now, John? Are you feeling any?
I'm a bit better now.
Yeah?
I'm a bit better.
Do you want to talk about it?
No.
No? How are you feeling? Tell me what you're feeling. You got a bit upset earlier, didn't you?
Yeah, I suppose.
What happened? What made you upset?
Right, what kind of... What?
It's all right to talk to me. I'm here for you. Earlier on in the show, John got a little upset at just a mere joke that we were making. It's a joke that we've made a few times before, but today, it quite literally just seemed to strike a nerve. And I want to put things right. Because, well, three reasons, really. One is John is a very good friend of ours. Two, we never want to see him upset or hurt. And three, if he's going to be in the mood for the rest of the show, he may as well bugger off and go home. So there's three valid reasons. Well, we're going to try and suck you up back to your jolly self. Tell me what you're thinking, John.
I don't know, I'm not really thinking anything at the moment. I'm still a bit annoyed.
What are you annoyed at?
Well, I don't come on to do your show to take a load of crap off you, you know.
You have done for the past 3.5 years.
Well.
So what do you want to do about it?
Maybe I'll just have another little cup of tea and maybe I'll think about things.
You've already had a cup of tea and a little think about things.
I had a glass of water.
Oh, all right, don't be so picky. I put on a silly Scottish hat and wig.
You looked a little bit like a fat Russ Abbott.
And tried to cheer John up, and it seemed to work temporarily, but obviously now that the wig is gone, the mood has resurfaced.
think it's in the interests of all of us here that we try and build a bridge between us and John.
And mend the rift between us.
Because that's the only way that we can move forward.
Yeah, and do a decent link.
John? Am I really screwing up the show by not talking?
It's been a bit of a miserable Mardi Gras. You know the rules of the show? We take the mickey out of each other. As we've always done it. I take the mickey out of Dave. Dave takes the mickey out of me. Me and Dave take the mickey out of Will. Will and Dave take the mickey out of me. We all have a go at Lizzie. Lizzie has a go at everybody. You know, that's the way it goes. See this here? Yeah. See this? See, it's like a cookie. See what's that? That's the way the cookie crumbles. Just like that. We can't take it personally, because that's what the whole show's all about. The nation is now on the edge of their seats. It's Friday. They want entertaining. They love you being on the show. And I know that there'll be people with their heads and their hands in tears, because they feel your pain.
Plus, we are desperately short of material today, which means that we're relying upon your sharp, quick-witted, impressionist humour.
The fact that I haven't thrown a wobbler with you is only because I thought I could milk this till 4 o'clock. And we have. I just want to make sure...
What, did you really want to throw a wobbler?
I was a little bit annoyed, yeah.
Why?
Because you went all Mardi Gras for two links and then walked out. And you know the phrase, if you can't stand the heat, don't wear the Mac.
Eh?
In the kitchen.
Get out of the kitchen.
Don't wear a Mac in the kitchen.
Well, something like that, isn't it?
You should wear an apron.
Yeah. You know that what they say, don't eat yellow snow.
Yeah. A black kettle gathers no moss.
You can lead a horse to water.
But you can't make him jump in.
But you can't get one in a minute. I was just trying to cheer you up.
But no, smile you're right, back you're in right. Your face. I know what the rules of the show are.
Right, well then...
I know what the rules of the show are.
Cheer up then, you miserable git. Right?
But maybe today I just, you know, can't be bothered abiding by them.
Well, go home then. Either cheer up or go home, one or the other.
Okay.
Okay, what?
I'll either cheer up or go home.
Well, when will we know by? 5:45 you go, nah, I'm cheered up, I'm going home. It's going to be a bit pointless. I'm going to need to know in the next... Well, you got 5 minutes. Okay. So I either decide whether you're cheering up or going home.
Okay.
Jesus, the miserable get.
The Ant and Dec Jukebox on Radio 1.
Call now to get your favourite Ant and Dec song played on air.
The Ant and Dec Jukebox on Radio 1.
Line 4,992, hello.
Hi, it's Dave from Cheshire.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
Oh, I'm great, thanks.
Listen, you're through to the Ant and Dec Jukebox. What song do you want to hear today?
If I give you my number.
Excuse me?
If I give you my number.
What about it?
Can you play it?
Oh, it's one of their tracks. just having a bit of a laugh there with you, of course. Yeah, the great If I Give You My Number, which, of course, reached number in 19... And who do you want to dedicate it to?
Oh, everyone who's doing A-levels in the sixth form at Neston High School.
Yeah, who's your favourite, Ant or Deg?
Ant, definitely.
Who's your favourite, PJ or Duncan?
Oh, PJ.
See the other difference?
Well, Ant's got better over time, I think, but PJ was best to start off with.
Right. No idea what he's talking about. All right, and you want to hear If I Give You My Number?
Yeah.
All right, here it is, you crazy tiger. Have fun now.
Cheers, Chris.
And what's your favourite radio station?
Radio 1.
Yeah! Bye!
Bye.
Gotta make a start, I gotta make a move.
Gotta make a start, gotta make a move. Oh, gotta make a start, gotta make a move.
There you go. Right, more Ant and Dec songs coming up. 08700 100 100, the Ant and Dec Jukebox.
The Ant and Dec Jukebox.
Thank you.
Something curious about this broadcast.
Good morning's here. On Monday we brought you what would have been a new section of the show had we had the time. It was a Marsden attack, where Vicky Marsden, well, she attacked Dave Pearce, didn't she? It was quite serious, actually. Dave was doing the hoofing after a house party, and he rolled his last fat one.
Radio Breakfast.
Now we've got a brand new section of the show. Now, this is the today's section of the show that didn't quite make it. That's solve that then.
Breakfast.
No, then the mugs have been ordered. You win one every time Chappers guesses incorrectly, basically. If you get six wrong, if you get six wrong, you get six mugs, then you get a mug chain. Andy Cole scored a goal in the first half, but got sent off. In the second half, he completed his hat trick. How did he do that?
Is it two different games?
Wrong.
I'm not very good at this, am I?
No, you're not really.
This is breakfast.
Once again, on the RDS text, if you've got a radio with RDS text on it, press a button and it tells you what show you're listening to and what station. And once again, it says that horrible phrase, Chris Moyle's quite literally larging it. I hate, we don't large it on this show. Whoever's writing that, can you take it off? It's embarrassing. Who do you want to big up this afternoon?
Shut up.
It's lovely. Thank you. Craig David fill me in, and he'll be playing Radio 1's Get Crashers from a Sound System on Saturday, June 16th.
Wow.
Yeah. And Travis and Singh, you can see photos from the recent gig in Leeds on Radio 1.
Online.
On the alternative section.
I like that section.
Man, do you see, what's your favourite?
My favourite one is the urban section.
Mine is a rural section.
Mm. No, really not.
For obvious reasons. Well, what's your favourite section of Radio 1 online?
Dance.
Lizzie?
Chart.
Is there a chart section?
Yeah.
Is there a, no, okay. I don't know. Right, it's time to find out the exciting news. Has John come to a decision on whether he's going to...
What say you?
Stay or go? John was in a mood earlier. We upset him. He had the choice of whether he should cheer up because he's a miserable git or just go home early.
Well, Chris... You'll be happy to know that I've now forgiven you.
Excuse me? Forgiven me my arse?
Well, no, I have.
Forgiven me my arse? You're the moody, stroppy one.
With good reason.
Good reason. Tits. Nothing. Sorry, excuse me. No one, any, you know, no forgiven me rubbish. I just want to know, are you deciding to stay and be happy for the rest of the show, or go home in a mood and put on one of them rude videos you've got?
Which I haven't. I've forgiven you.
I
will stay for the rest of
the... them off him.
Are you, what, you've walked all over his decision,
I'm
then.
Sorry.
Go on, then, I'll stick around.
Really?
But behave yourself.
Shove it up your ass. Right, John's gonna stay then, there you go.
Don't aggrieve me again.
Yeah. 20 quid I had on him going, so I owe that, don't I?
Yeah, sorry. Did you really?
What?
Did you really bet?
Of course I didn't. And now, it's time for the Radio 1 Fake Watch Amnesty. As we crack down on crime.
I have something for this feature which I've completely forgotten about and I've left upstairs. Fill for me.
Right, go.
How do you want me to fill? Just play a piece of music.
And there goes Dave. He's past the kitchen now and he's just going to the staircase and he's trotting up the staircase and he must have reached the top of his door now. He's pushed that open. Dave's desk is about 4 yards ahead of this door. He's looking around it now. He must surely by this time have found what he's after, and any moment now he should be re-emerging down the stairs. And here he comes now. Quicker down the stairs than he went up. Back through the door. He looks a little out of breath. Didn't see anything in his hand. I wonder if he found it.
There he is! Yes.
Stop the clock!
Oh, that was meant to be a stab. Oh, well, never mind.
Great watch.
Okay. So do I start the feature now as normal?
Yeah.
Okay.
And now, the Radio 1 Fake Watch Amnesty.
Getting people sending their fake watches. We got a week's worth of fake watches that were broken, obviously, and then a lot of people started sending in fake watches that actually still work.
Mm.
Today was going to be the last day of Fake Watch Amnesty. Are we still going to do that or not?
No more. Don't send any more in.
Yeah.
But next week we'll just do the last few that come in, and then we're going to do the destruction thing.
Very, very well spoken.
Suddenly everything is clear.
So, in other words, don't send any more watches in, but some will have already been sent that we haven't received. We'll do those, and then it's over, right?
Right.
Right, lovely. Right, so do you want to give us yours first, or...?
Yeah, well, this timepiece was given to me in a pub in central London.
about an hour and a half ago from a lady called Jane. She hasn't included a letter, but this is a fake watch.
Yeah!
Bought from Bangkok, and it works.
Okay, used to work.
It's a fake Tommy Hilfiger watch.
Hmm.
Isn't this the watch that she actually wears? Is this Jane that we know?
Yeah.
Right. You can only tell it's a fake Tommy Hilfiger, of course, by the fact that Tommy Hilfiger don't make watches.
It's always a giveaway.
Yeah, and the logo is a bit skew-iffy. Well, thank you very much, Jane, that's nice. Can I get away with wearing that? Would you say that was a boy's?
No.
No. Lizzie, happy Christmas.
Thanks.
There you go. Right, here we go then. Watch number one.
Watch number one.
I forgot what we did on this.
You're saying watch number one.
Watch number one.
Dear Chris, I've enclosed two, yes, two fake watches for you to enjoy. I advise that you give them to Lizzie or the missus, seeing as they are ladies' watches. The D&G watch actually works, and I was thinking about keeping it for myself, but I now realise that we as a nation must crack down on crime through the Chris Moyles watch amnesty. And if you want world peace, there you go. Please note that the Tommy Hilfiger watch changes colour as the temperature of your arm changes. There you go. You're sincerely from Miss Shabram... Gil. I'm crap with people's names. What's the name on that?
Gil.
Thank you very much. Gil. There you go. I always get Gils and Jills mixed up. So the Tommy Hilfiger watch is gross. That's horrible. And the D&G watch is actually quite smart.
Let's have a look.
Lizzie, do you not like that?
It's horrible.
Right, that goes to our last then. Fine.
Yep.
It's not a problem to me. Great edit. Do you like that?
Yes.
Right, okay. Watch number two.
Watch number two.
Watch number two. Any information, please do come forward.
My mate found this when we were in Spain. I hope to God it's not actually real. P.S. It's meant to be a man's watch. Thanks from Matt in South Wales. It's a Rolex. It's a Rolex that moves. It's ticking. Logo seems all right. The strap doesn't seem all manky and green. Might actually be real. Well, this doesn't look like a fake.
I know. I'm worried about that.
Right, I love that. Thanks very much, Matt in South Wales. Watch number three.
Watch number three.
Watch number three.
What are you saying, Will?
It's just really horrible. I mean, look, the condition of it's horrible. It's all gone mardy.
This is a fake tag. It doesn't work. Dear Chris and co, I decided to cooperate with your fake watch amnesty. I bought this in watch in Greece about 3 years ago. When I got home, told all of my mates that I got it from the airport in the duty-free department. Everybody fell for it until such a time came 1 year later that the strap began to corrode. Everyone told me to take it back to the manufacturer, tag, of course, but I couldn't do this as it was so obviously a fake. Shortly after the strap began to corrode, the battery went, so I took them to my local backstreet watch and clock repair place. They then bluntly told me in front of a very good-looking woman that this was clearly a fake, and they wouldn't bother putting a new battery in the watch as it would cost more than the watch did in the first place. Not to worry, I'm going to Iron Apple next month, so I'm sure I can get another fake tag somewhere. Please enjoy the watch and enjoy smashing it to bits. From Ashley Kneebone in Maidstone.
Nice.
Mr. Ashley Kneebone. There you go. Oh, I forgot. I didn't know you could get really decent watches in Iron Apple. I'll ask you a Spoonie to pick us up a suitcase full.
Iron Apple, Iron Apple, Iron Apple.
Watch. Right, that's it then on the fake watch embassy. Is that it for today?
Yep.
Is that all we got?
Well, you got that one, but it's just dull.
Let's have a look.
Held together by a safety pin.
It's held together by a safety pin. Yeah, you're right, still. All right, so there you go. Please do not send any more watches into us because we've got enough on the backlog to get through. It's the Radio 1 Fake Watch Amnesty as Dave and myself try to crack down on crime. More watches Monday. Would you like to hear a trail for the kind of music we play on Radio 1?
Go.
This is Radio 1 music.
Do you really like it?
One music.
My way. It's my way. My way on the highway.
This is Radio 1 music.
You're my angel. You're my darling angel.
One music.
Sing.
This
is Radio 1 music. If you wanna go and take a ride with me, with three willing in the four with the goldie.
One music.
One station.
I'm trying to get hold of either Ant or Deck to be on the show, but it's proving very difficult. You know why?
Why?
They're not answering their phone. And that's always a downer from the start.
They'll be rehearsing for their TV show, aren't they now?
Yeah. They never, ever answer our calls.
They don't. It's true.
There's several times we've actually rung them and invited them out for a couple of cheeky shandies.
Shall I send them a text?
Yeah.
What should I put in the text?
Ring Chris now.
You've got to put something more friendly than that.
Please ring Chris now. We are plugging your album on the air.
I'm going to put, hey, mate, Moyle's here. You know, just, do you like that?
That's friendly, that, isn't it?
Yeah, because obviously they'll have deleted my number out the phone as soon as I saw them put it in the little around the corner, you know. Hey, mate, Moyle's here, on air, plug in your besto. Should we do that?
Yeah. That'll encourage them.
Yeah.
So that's, okay. So start that with, hey, mate, Moyle's here, on air, plugging your best of. Yeah?
Mm. Can you put a little dollar sign next to that? Or pound sign?
And then a chin.
Mm.
I can't do a chin, no. Hang on, I'll see if I can do a dollar sign then. I can do a pound sign.
That'll do.
Hang on, I can do a dollar sign. How many do you want?
Three.
Well, it takes ages to do it.
We can wait.
This could be a very boring text message link.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Everyone's gripped by this.
Hang on, I'm stuck. How do you spell Moyles?
M-O-Y.
You're Moyles?
What? L-E-S.
I've done the Hey Mate.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Well, on air, plugging in your best of album, Wanna Come On and Pick a Tune. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Spelled tune, C-H-O-O-N.
No, I hate that. People who do that should be shot in the legs. I hate it. Chown! I hate that. Tune! People who go to gigs with C-H-O-O-O-O-N on a piece of card, and they hold it up at gigs, you know.
Do they do that?
Yeah. Okay, so there you go. I'll put... I just put... Ring me. That's all I've done.
That's fine.
It's just a lot easier, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Right. So note the time, everybody. It's 25 past four. How long will it take for Deck to get back to us? I sent it to Deck's phone, right?
Yeah.
Because he's more reliable than the ant.
Right.
Yeah, the Deck is more reliable than the ant. That's what I've always said anyway. Right?
Right.
Okay, good, right. Anybody else, by the way, on the show, if you'd like to choose a song, Dave or John, then you can do just... What?
I say shut up. Can I choose one?
I'm going to come around there and smack you about a bit.
If you want to do that, you know there's no problem.
No, there will be a problem, mate. I get blood from your face all over the equipment, then I get told off after I kicked your ass.
Don't think so, mate.
Yeah, I'll kung fu your ass through that soundproof window behind you.
I thought we were at peace now, anyway.
Pick a window, you're leaving. I can do all that hard man stuff I learned in the pub.
Yeah, but it only works when you've got Tattoo Dave stood behind you for backup.
I've got Will.
Oh, yeah.
He's about as dangerous as custard.
John, do you want to fight?
Go on.
Will, smack him. Go on. I find it easier to get somebody else to do your fighting for you. Because I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I'm sorry, you'll have to speak to my fighting agent about that.
Okay. I'm afraid John's on holiday from fights, but we can book you in about first week of July.
Oh, no. And I fly high, wanna know why? Why I fly by? But yo, it's all good. Rain over all wood. Do me like you should. Me good, me good. Maybe don't stud. Shh. Wishing you was.
You know the beeping on this record, it says something and said on phone in the studio. You know that? It's true.
That's because it resonates with the...
Hang on.
That's because it...
Hang on. This is it. Watch.
See? That's because it resonates with the trigger frequency.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Radio 1.
That's nothing. Apparently they're going to take it off OBS because it might take the station off the air. Yeah. Amazing. There's an internal phone, right?
Yes.
And when we play the Nelly, when it goes...
Yeah.
It sets off on a...
It does what I just described.
Which was what?
Internal residency or something.
Which, what,
so that's what Judge Shields has got.
It,
it resonates with the trigger frequency.
That's right.
That's
and then it sets off the phone light in the studio because it thinks that the phone is ringing.
But nobody cares.
All right, then.
Radio 1.
Here's Carolyn and Mike with News of Sport. It's 4:30.
One of the American stakeout kids gives himself up.
In sport, Thorpe and Vaughan do the business with a bat.
Radio 1. News.
One of the six American children who've been holed up in their isolated home at Idaho since Tuesday, armed with guns and 27 wild dogs, is being held by police. 15-year-old Ben McGookin turned himself in after going to a neighbour's. The standoff began when the children's mum was arrested, accused of neglecting them. Edgar Steele is a lawyer acting for the family.
Rather than allow this family, which is really tight-knit, a decent interval to grieve the loss of their father, a couple of days after the burial, they go out and they arrest mom and throw her in jail, leaving the kids on their own. I guess they figured it'd be easy to go out and pick up the kids. Well, they were wrong.
British diplomats in Saudi Arabia are trying to get to see four British men sentenced to jail and up to 500 lashes each for illegal alcohol trading. Foreign Office Minister Brian Wilson wants to stop the flogging.
Discussions are going on. We've made representations, and while we are fully of the view that British citizens abroad must observe the laws of the country that they are living in, obviously we do not want to see this particular sentence carried out.
Next week's two London tube strikes are off. The RMT rail union has done a deal with underground bosses, which means no compulsory redundancies on the network. The Northumberland pig farmer of the Centre of Investigations into the source of the foot and mouth epidemic is to be prosecuted. Bobby Waugh has been accused of failing to tell officials that his stock had the disease and of feeding unprocessed catering waste to the animals. Students and teachers have backed plans to divide the school year into six rather than three terms. They would bring forward the summer break to the start of July and get rid of the Easter holidays in years when Easter's celebrated late in April. These children, though, aren't so sure.
We should have longer terms because then it's just in one big chunk and then it's okay.
I don't really like long terms because it's too, like, disturbing and all of that.
Christmas holiday, I think it should be a little bit longer because you don't get much time to play with all your presents.
140 Guinness staff who are losing their jobs are to be given free beer as part of their redundancy package. The workers from the plant at Dundalk in County Louth will get up to 10 years' worth of booze.
Free beer!
England batsmen Graham Thorpe and Michael Vaughan have continued their good form on the second day of the second test against Pakistan. They're chasing the tourists' first innings.